Hi, I'm Mary Helen Conroy, life coach and change strategist for the nearly and newly retired, and podcaster here on Retiree Rebels. I'm a big Bette Midler fan too, and so I was excited that the oldie station I listened to in the car played one of my favorites. Now, I wish I had a singing voice so I could karaoke a few bars here for you, but the words alone are familiar. Bette's song goes, "And I'm standing at the end of a real long road, and I'm waiting for my new friends to come. I don't care if I'm hungry or freezing cold, I'm going to get me some of them. Because you got to have friends. That's right, friends, friends." Remember that old tune? At that point, I had a lot of friends. But now? Today's podcast will look at what it means to be over 50 and looking for a friend. We talk about loneliness and happiness, and I'm going to be giving 7 tips on how to find a new buddy. Do you have your paper and pencil ready? Here we go. Lonely is the feeling many of us are experiencing in retirement. Researchers tell us that loneliness in folks over 50 affects 1 in 5 of us. And we're not talking here of those days we sing Carole King's favorite song, "The rainy days and Mondays really get us down" kind of days. We're talking about just not feeling connected, not connected to the other people around us. We can be lonely, and as we all know, we can be lonely in a crowd of people, a church, or a marriage. If we feel disconnected, we're lonely. Now, I was listening to a very interesting TED Talk last week on the website TEDTalks.com, and I gotta say, this is great for amazing brain therapy, so please go and check it out. The one I was listening to was done by Robert Waldinger, the director of Harvard's Study of Adult Development. This study began in 1938, following 2 groups of men. Over 700 men, yep, men, let's remember it was 1938, were being studied by Harvard grads and also Boston tenement youngsters. And every 2 years, they did medical exams, psychological studies, in-person interviews. And as of right now, 75 years later, there are 60 men remaining in the study, all in their 90s. So what did they discover? They expected that these folks might talk of wealth, power, good genes, good doctors. But when all was analyzed, all that data looked at, the best predictor of reaching the eldest of the eldest is happiness. Wow. And what makes happiness? The good doctor told us that good happiness is good relationships. If you have somebody who has your back, if you have somebody you can laugh with, you will live longer, and more importantly, you'll live happier. Dr. Waldinger said that folks that are nearly and newly retired have to find a way to turn our work buddies into play buddies. We have to connect in new ways so that we can be happy, not so lonely, and not dead. But how can we find relationships as adult women and men in times of social media and isolating work and home lives? So today, I'm going to share 7 tips on how to find a friend over 50. The first one's a question for you. Why do you want a friend? Do you want somebody to share activities with during a week or a month? Do you hate going to the show or eating alone? Do you want somebody you can talk to? You know, those intimate kind of conversations you used to have in the middle of a PJ party or a Cub Scout camping trip. Really set yourself down and find out, why do you want a friend? And the second one is sort of connected. What qualities should this new friend have? Are you both going to agree on political issues? Do you have the same religious beliefs? Will you both be or not be grandparents? Do you like listening to other people's problems? Do you like solving them? Knowing these answers will help you to discover if this person is for you. Will they be your friend? Now, the third one can be controversial. The third one's called join something. I can already hear you say, I'm not a joiner. Okay, then. Just like when you were little and your mom would say, do you expect friends to just knock on your door and invite you to play? It ain't going to happen. You need to go out the door and into a space where other people are as well. Sorry, wish I could take this part away. But alas, in order for you to find somebody else with a sticker on their forehead like yours, I want a friend, you have to leave your house. So join something. A church group, a Scrabble game at the park, a meetup group where thousands of folks seek similar interest every day. Join a choir, go to a ball game, buy a dog, walk the dog outside the house. So this leads to my personal favorite, my 50 cups of coffee, tea, wine, water. I'm going to assume that you have met somebody you didn't know. You're in line at the grocery store and you start a conversation you kind of like. You did join something and you'd like to continue chatting. Well, here's my answer. Invite the person for a drink. I'm talking about sitting down over a beverage in some place close to you and just talking. No agenda, just talk. I've had a 50 cups of coffee plan that I've been working since last January. And you know, it's been great. I've met two folks that I've started projects with, and our own RetireeRebels.com started with coffee. I've heard of folks that tell me about their kids, their vacation, their dreams. Wow. I leave knowing much more than I ever thought I would. But you know what? I have new friends. If the average cup of coffee is $2, I've spent $100 and met 50 wonderful people. I'm connected, but more importantly, I'm happy. The fifth tip is to have a dinner party, a game night, a movie night. Connection is all about just bringing people together in a space and seeing what happens. It was so fun this last July when I invited 5 people over for dinner. One was one of my coffee buddies, and we invited other folks, and voila, we had a dinner. I didn't know these folks at my table. We all enjoyed a big salad on the table and began chatting, and we ended up talking about writing and what it takes to be a writer and how to make stuff up when you're writing. Wow, I had no clue that the people over the salad could find all of this to talk about. It was great. We felt connected. And as the people that walked into the house strangers left, we were all friends. So maybe go over to some of your neighbor's houses, just leave an invite for a dinner, game, movie date, and see what happens. People really enjoy being asked to do something, don't you sometimes? Number 6, take a class. I taught adult ed courses for a long, long time, and being in a classroom of folks wanting to learn the same thing almost creates a media connection. So the next time that flyer from your local community college or park district comes in, open it, pick one, and go. My friend Jane took up tap dancing. She bought a pair of tap shoes with those metal toes, and she practices in her cement-floored basement, heel, tap, stomp. It's been great fun laughing at herself, meeting the other people in the class, and exercising. What's the worst that can happen to you? And you might also find a coffee friend. Now lastly, my tip is, do you want to be happy? Some of us just really like being lonely. We like to say, no, I don't go. No, I don't want to. I'm afraid of going there. I just don't know what to do, and I know it's not going to be good. Some of us really, really like to wallow in being sad and lonely, like an old country western singer. So decide, do you really want to be happy? Figure out what makes you happy and go find it. Now back to the folks in the longitudinal study that are still alive. What Dr. Wallinger said in that TED Talk was that looking at all the data of those 90-year-olds, they could predict which ones would be alive at 90 by looking at the data from when they were 50 and 60. And the key element to that was, did they have friends and connections? For those that would say yes, they were happy, they were alive. Cancer, knee replacements, loss of homes, etc., none of this mattered. The ones that were happy and healthy in their 90s were because in their 50s and 60s, they were connected with friends. Now that's much better than taking a pill, isn't it? Loneliness, it seems, like a lot of things, is a choice. I hope you'll continue to be a retiree rebel. I hope you'll walk out your door and find a friend. And I hope you'll tell us about your friend-making ways on our Facebook page for Retiree Rebels. So like Bette Midler says, we gotta have friends. Go Rebels!